In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Shane Garcia. Hello, Shane.
Hi, how are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Where do you live in? Where are we finding you today, huh?
Right now I'm living in Carmel. I just moved from the city.
Why'd you move from the city?
It was a little too hectic, and I decided I wanted to go back to school, and my school of choice was New Paltz, so I just moved back up there.
Well, you don't sound like an old person. About how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. How long were you living in New York City?
For about 3 years.
Was that because of music or in spite of music?
Yeah, actually, it was for music. I originally wanted to go to the new school, but I ended up getting rejected, which was honestly a blessing in itself, because then I got into music through other avenues, and I got into, like, the New York City music scene that way.
I'm glad you see it that way. I'm glad you don't take rejection personally, because it isn't a personal thing.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, you need to fail a bunch of times to get the success you want, I believe.
Good. I'm glad you found it out at an early age. You picked a business where you require thick skin, so good luck with that, all right?
Thank you.
Are you more of a songwriter or a performer? What do you think?
I would say I'm a songwriter first, performer second. I feel like I had to grow into being a performer, but songwriting has always been in me since I was very little.
You say you kind of lack as a performer. What do you need to gain to become the performer that you want to be?
Honestly, just more practice and self-confidence. I think I'm pretty confident on stage, but I want to be, like, a true performer. Like, it needs to be an experience, you know, because that's what I go to concerts for. So I want to bring that for myself.
Yeah, nothing like getting in front of people and performing. There's no replacement for that. And as you found out, you got to fail sometimes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you go to SUNY New Paltz, right?
Yeah, I'm in school. I actually started my first semester. I wasn't in school for the last 3 years, so.
Are you studying music?
No, definitely not. I realized that studying music in school wasn't the best way to go about it, because I feel like it would feel more as a job than a creative outlet. So I'm going for women's studies, gender, and sexuality.
Totally different. But you know what? That could inform your music going forward, right?
Yeah, I hope to take that with me, like, as when I turn into a career artist. You know, I want to use what I learn in school to actually really help the people that I care about.
Did your parents pressure you to become like an accountant or a lawyer, doctor, something like that?
Oh, no, thank God they didn't. Both of my parents are doctors, actually.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, my mom's a psychologist. My father's a pulmonary specialist. I'm actually blessed that they didn't force me to do anything like that.
See, they're doctors, but was there always music at home in one way or another?
Yeah, so my mom loves singing. She actually has this insane opera voice. And I just grew up with her singing constantly, but she was always very shy, so it's not like she was going to do anything with it, but it was always around.
Are you like that song comes out that you like? Are you belting out that song?
No, actually, the funny thing is I didn't start singing, like opening my mouth to sing, till I was 19. Like, I sang to myself because I was a very, very shy kid, so no one knew what I sounded like until my late teens, early adulthood.
And what prompted you to, all of a sudden, at the age of 19, start singing?
I realized I just didn't want to be in my own mental prison, because it was just all just fear and anxiety. So I wanted to try new things that pushed me out of my comfort zone, and singing was something I loved, but I was too afraid to do. So I decided to do something every day that I was afraid of doing, and singing was one of them, and it kind of just pushed off from there.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Shane Garcia. What have you been doing with this downtime these last several months?
Just writing a lot. Mm-hmm. As much as I possibly can. I haven't been able to get into a studio to record things, but I have so many songs that I can record.
Well, you know, you got some good videos on YouTube, and you don't seem like a shy kind of person. Is that a facade you put on for the people in the audience?
Yeah, definitely a learned thing. I'm way less shy than I was when I was younger, but I'm definitely more of an introvert, and I'm an introvert dressed up as an extrovert.
Exactly. I think, you know what? I think most of us are. We put on this costume that we call reality and, you know, make it work, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the way you got to do it.
Tell me about the song San Pellegrino. It's a good one. We're going to play it. It's a good video, too, by the way. How'd the song happen?
Okay, so that song was actually so randomly wrote. So I was hanging out with someone that I had a crush on. We were just hanging out in their living room, and we literally did nothing all day but sit down and watch TV and enjoy each other's company in silence. And they gave me the San Pellegrino soda, the blood orange one, for the first time. I've never had it.
Delicious.
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why, but it really just, it hit me so hard. I was like, wow, this is so good. I think I'm going to write a song about it. And so then I did, and that's how the song came up. And by the way, I would love to thank Jacob Monk for producing and engineering San Pellegrino. He had a huge hand in this production, and he's one of my favorite people to work with, and he's based out in L.A.
Wow, inspiration. Maybe they'll send you a case of San Pellegrino when they hear it.
Man, I hope so. I've been trying to get them to listen to the song, but I don't know if they're ever going to listen to it.
So I got to write a song about, you know, Porsches. Yeah. Maybe they'll send you one.
Single.
Well, it's cool. We're going to play it. For more information about Shane Garcia, S-H-A-N-E-G-A-R-C-I-A, where should people go?
I'm mostly active on Instagram, so it's Shane Garcia with three A's at the end. And on YouTube, it's just Shane Garcia as well. And I'm on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, you name it. I'm all over, so you can just find me under Shane Garcia everywhere.
You really can miss her. Shane Garcia in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here is the song San Pellegrino. Thank you, Shane. Good luck, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Andy. Appreciate it.